just these next few moments that we're together, I ask you to just continue to release your favor on your people for your glory and your honor. I pray in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Incidentally, I want to tell you, Phil Gardner wrote a book. Our own Phil Gardner wrote a book. And he's going to be at a table in the back. Those books are, I talked to him. I said, remind me how much they are. He said, they're $10. I said, how about if somebody wants to buy 10? He goes, $80. I said, how about 20? He says, I got to think about that. So make sure you stop up there. And I'm just so, Phil, I'm so proud of you. Where are you, Philly? Where are you? Stand up, Phil. This guy, he's taught a men's Bible study on Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock. He has been faithful. I don't even remember that he's ever called in and said he's sick. You've done it for 15 years, I think, anyways, 14 to 16 years. Faithful. You want to know something about faithful? Just rub shoulders with him. Get that book. He let me write a little forward in it. Praise the Lord. Send all the royalties to 5775 Clinton Street. No, I'm just joking. I want to just talk to you just for a minute this morning. And I want all the graduates to hear me. But this is for everyone that he is in it with you. God is in it with you, in your life with you. I want to read this scripture. This Romans chapter 8 is one of my favorite chapters in the entire Bible. It starts out, Paul, he starts out saying that there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. And then he goes through it and he talks about some things that he's challenged with. And then he comes up to this verse in Romans 8:28. And I'm reading it out of the New International Version because actually it's a little bit more pure to the original than King James or New King James. And he says, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those, listen to this, who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And can I tell you that you can base your life on this, that God will live and he'll be in it with you. But he's looking for you to be in it with him as well. And I learned a long time ago, I guess, you know, when we were kids and playing sports in school, and, you know, I was never that great of an athlete. You know, if we played football, they'd put me out as the biggest kid in the group. I couldn't really throw or catch that good, but I could bang into somebody and put a hurt on them. But any time that we were playing and kids would draw teams, there would be these kids in town that they'd all get together all the time because they knew they'd beat us. But there was a couple kids that we could always call on that if they were there and they got in it with us, that no matter what came down, they could throw that ball in the opposite direction and the right guy would catch it and we would win that game. And that's kind of the way it is with God in our lives. When he is in it with you, he is in control. If he is in your life, he will work something good out for you. If he is in your family, he will help your family no matter what you're going through. If he is in your marriage, he will help keep your marriage together. If you'll make room for him, he'll make room for you. And he'll keep you even if you find yourself going through trouble in your life. And sometimes people find themselves, they're living in chaos. They live in the land of crazy and nothing seems to really connect or work out for them. But can I tell you today, if you're living in the middle of pain and discomfort and agony of any time, I want you to know that the goodness of God will help you through, and he will give you a promise that you had never anticipated, knowing that he is in it with you. He will bring it through. He will see you to the other side, and he will work something good out of it, no matter what it is you're in the middle of today. And things are going to happen in your life. You're going to experience. I wish I could say that everything was going to be awesome and fun. I wish we could walk out our door every single day of the year and it would be sunshining and beautiful like it is out right now. But the reality of it is that's not going to happen. Charlie Crawford was praying for me and we were saying, man, can you believe the time of the year it is already? I said, yeah, before long, you and I will be shoveling snow again. I mean, some people live their life on the weather. If the weather's great, they're great. If it's bad, they're bad. The reality is God is with you no matter what the weather is, what the circumstances, if he's living inside of you, if you've made him the Lord and the master of your life. And can I tell you today, in the middle of your pain, if the enemy comes against you and he does not have dominion over your life, but he has assignment against you to try to take you down. But even if he does, I want you to know that we serve a God that is the God of the hills and the valleys. He'll be with you in the good times and in the bad. He'll see you through whatever it is you're going through. Come on, if you believe that, put your hands together for him today. You know, the Apostle Paul found himself in jail in Rome in Philippians 1:12. He says, I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me actually served to advance the gospel. That when Paul was in prison, he didn't just see the bars, but he saw the stars through the prison walls. And he began to tell and speak to all the guards in the prison and lead them to Christ. I heard a story, Kathy Cervone, she had ice cream with some friends of her the other night. She never knew or heard the story about Randy Lublow. Randy, where are you? Just stand up so everybody knows. He's way in the back. He's hiding out back there. Randy, he used to be a corrections officer at the Genesee County Jail. You talk to Pastor Larry sometimes, he'll tell you how mean and ruthless he was. And when I heard the story about how Randy gave his heart to the Lord, I did not want to believe it. One of the most cantankerous, one of the most, praise the Lord. This guy in jail leads Randy to know Jesus and changes his life. I mean, when you know Randy and you talk to him, you wouldn't even know he was the same person. Amen and praise the Lord. God didn't have to put the guy in jail to get Randy's attention, but he used that situation to bring Randy to life. God did not have to put Chris Busniak in jail to get somebody to go to him and tell him Christ loved him and wanted to put his family back together again, for him to fall to his knees and say yes to Jesus. He didn't have to do that, but he used it for his glory. Amen. Come on. You're clapping weak today. I'm talking some real stuff here. I was watching Malachi up here. Aaron's niece, adopted niece, she came into the office on Friday. She said, I got to go to, I said, honey, how you doing? Little Paige, you've seen her up here dancing. I said, how you doing? How's school? I'm good. But I've got to go to summer school for that. And immediately, I was reminded of something. I said, do you know that your Uncle Ben Martin, he had to go to summer school. That's where he met my boys. I don't know if it was Ben or Ryan or both of them. And that's where they met. And maybe it was that moment in that situation that they connected. And a few years later, not long after that, one of my boys, I think it was Ryan, come home and said, Dad, would you mind if Ben came and lived with us for a little while? Family's going through a tough time. I said, absolutely, bring him. I wonder if he had not been in summer school to meet my boys, to come to my house, if he had ever met Aaron, and if Malachi would have ever been born standing up here singing today. God can use your pain. He can use your trouble if you allow him to be in your life and to serve the purposes of God. So many people, they just get off track right away. They love the Lord, and then if something doesn't go just right with them or for them, that they're mad at God and they want to turn away from him. And that's not the time for you to turn from him. That's the time for you to turn towards him and run towards him and trust him with all of your heart. But the promise, you have to know something. He works good for the people that love him. This isn't just for everybody. This is a limited guarantee. If I go to to the store and I buy a flat screen TV and they sell me the warranty and I buy the warranty and I take the flat screen TV with me out in a boat and I decide to use it as an anchor and go fishing and I pull it up out of the water and I plug it in and it blows up and I take it back to the store from where I got it from, guess what? The guarantee does not work because I didn't do what it said I should do. And the Bible says this is for those that love Him, that have been called by Him. And that doesn't mean that you're called in the ministry, but when you give your life to Jesus, He puts a stamp on your life. You are set apart for Him, and nothing is the same as it used to be before that time. There is a difference in your life. If a man goes to jail because he steals a car and he beats up somebody and he finds himself in jail, he cannot just open the scripture up and say, oh, it's going to work out good. God must have had me do this. No. But if he's in jail and he recognizes his folly and his wrong and he says yes to Jesus, God can take it and he can turn it around and he can do something great with it. Come on, are you listening to me today? And know that in the end, God's promise will always prevail. Whatever comes my way, whatever difficulty I have to engage in, He will see me through it. Joseph, when he was sold by his brothers into slavery, never knew that 17 years after that, his brothers would be standing for him. The very ones that sold him into slavery and forsook him, now they're bowing down asking him for food. David, after many successes and failures in his life, he comes to a place in his older age and he says in Psalm 119, 71, he says, it was good for me. I don't like this verse, but it's true. He said, it was good for me to be afflicted so I may learn your decrees. I may know about you. And I love what Job says in Job 42:2. He says, I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. It can't be stopped. God has a great purpose for your life. But how you live your life matters. Listen to me right now. Listen to me. Your walk is your witness. People do not look at you when you're shooting selfies of yourself. When everything is great. Oh, look at me. I'm standing on the edge of the water. And the ocean is flowing. Oh, come to Christ and you'll have everything that I got. People look at that and most get jealous of you. But when you're going through pain, when you're dealing with difficulties, when you are challenged and the heat is on, people are watching you. Amen. People come to church when they found out that Patty had breast cancer that I hadn't seen in a long time. And they say to me after the service, they say, well, we just wanted to see what you were going to do. And I really wanted to slap them, but no, I'm just joking. What do you mean, what am I going to do? What else am I going to do? I'm going to love the God of the hills and the valleys. I need His help in the middle of that. I can't go on just because things aren't great and going the way that I'd hoped that they would. When I was in the middle, when I was in the ER at the hospital and came in and say, you've got a pulmonary embolism. I said, great. What do you got? I mean, I'm looking at her. I said, well, tell me on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst, where am I? She goes, I read these on autopsies. You're going in the ICU for 4 days, 5 days. I ended up getting in an ambulance and going to the hospital in Rochester and spending right through and getting released on Christmas Day. Yeah. He's the God of the hills and the valleys. He didn't leave me because I was facing that or going through that. I remember going to the hospital to see my son Ben after he had collapsed at home. They took him into the hospital. Find out a couple days later he had suffered a stroke. And he spent the next 4 days in Buffalo General. He didn't leave him in the middle of that. He didn't leave our family I'm going to tell you what, our family got closer and stronger at that moment than it ever did. I saw the love of God coming through some of my children to their brother like nothing could bring them together. Do we like that? Do we want that? No, but I can tell you here today that God, He will work. If He is in your life, if He is in your home, if He is in your family, if He is in your business, if He is in your life, He will work all things out for you. Come on, church. Paul says, I know. He said, I know he will. Paul, who was shipwrecked. Paul, who was beaten. Paul, who was left for dead. Paul, who knew a little something about it. You've got to guard your witness. Because in those moments that you are facing a challenge, a trial, and you come through it, God will take you higher than you ever thought He could ever take you. He will open up to you. You say, you mean, you know, I got to perform for God? Not at all. But there seems to be this reality that comes to life that when I make it through a tough time, on the other side of it, there is an incredible blessing. There is favor over my life that is waiting to be released into my life. Come on, does anybody know what I'm talking about right now? How many of you are ready for some of that favor, some of that life and love? Come on. So the Apostle Peter says, be glad. 1 Peter 6:7 He said, be glad. There's wonderful joy. Here it is, ahead. Even though you must endure some trials for a while, these trials will show that your faith is genuine and is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. Though your faith is greater, more precious than any gold. So when your faith remains strong through the trials, it'll bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole entire world. Amen. I'm telling you what, I'm looking for that day. I'm believing God for that day. He's got something great for you today. Your pain is not wasted. God says, I'm working something in your life. I'm going to help you through it in the middle of it. God is going to lift you up. He's going to confirm to you He loves you. He is for you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against you, it shall be condemned. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord Most High. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ who liveth in me. For the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who gave His life for me. And difficulty and trials and heartache and pain is going to be a part of our lives. But how we deal with it and how we walk through it to the other side, how we trust Him in the middle of it. I told Patty this week, I took her away for her birthday. She loves the water and the ocean. I took her in the ocean. And the water was, it was raging. Tropical storm Cindy was having an effect. The guy said, be careful. I said, we're going to face that. Took her by the hand. Come here, baby. Come here. Ooh, doesn't she look good today? Come here, baby. I took her by the hand, and the water is tough, and we're out there. I said, I'm going to preach a message about this, honey. She goes, no, you're not. I go, oh, yes, I am. And the waves come in, and bam, hits us. You know, she don't want to get her hair wet. I take her, come on, let's go a little further. I don't want to go any further. Come on, we're going deeper, baby. Come on, and all of a sudden the waves come in, bam. I want to turn back. No, we're not turning back. We're going forward. I got a message I'm working out in this, honey. Come on. You and I are together. No weapon formed against us. No wave. Nothing can stop. Man, a wave comes up. Bam! She goes down. You want to go down now?
No.
No. I'm holding on to her. That wave, that water is pulling her out this way, and it's. I've got a hold of her. She's like, my hair. I go, honey, come on. I'm going to hold you. I'm not letting you go, baby. We're going to do this together. God's working a testimony out in our lives. We're going to be overcomers. I got her up out of that water. She looked at me. I'm out of here. Get me. Go ahead. Come on. Give her a big God bless you. Come on. But isn't that life? Isn't that life? You get knocked down. You don't stay down. You get back up again. You get back up again. You don't stop because you're tired, because you're worn out. Don't use that against me in the gym tomorrow either. You get up. Who am I talking to right now today? Who needs this today? I want, if that's you right now, I just want you to stand up right where you are. I don't want nothing from you. Just stand up. This is a moment today. If you don't stand up in this, you're going to miss the favor and that blessing that God wants to put on your life. Stand up. Say, I just need that help right now. I feel like I'm going down. I'm not sure I'm going to make it. This seems to be against me. That seems to be against me. Who am I talking to? I think there's two more. Come on, just close your eyes, bow your head all over the house. You're here today. I want my prayer people to come down with me. You're here today and you've never given your life to Jesus. You need to do that. Those of you who stood up, I don't want you to sit down. Stay right up. Because God's going to, He's going to touch your life. He's going to help you through this moment, this time in your life. Hallelujah. If you're around somebody that's standing, just turn around, put your hand on them, just begin to pray quietly over them and for them right now. Father, I thank you today. You're helping. You're moving. You're setting those free. You're revealing your life and your purposes and your plans to them, God. Hallelujah. Don't let anybody stand alone today. Make sure. Praise you, Lord, that you've got a good work that you're releasing in somebody's heart and somebody's life today. You're putting families back together. Whew, I felt that right now. There's husbands and wives that God wants to, He wants to heal and restore. Your wife might not even be here. Your husband may not even be here. But God's working a work in that situation right now. You may not even know all the extent about it, but if you'll surrender it to Him, will be Lord and Master to you. You're here today and you've never given your life to Christ. You need to do that before you leave today. You say yes to Jesus. Bring Him in your huddle. Bring Him in your circle. Bring Him in your life and watch Him transform everything that you're dealing with. I'm going to close in prayer. And if that's you, I want you to come down. Tell one of these folks that are up standing with me here, I want Christ to come into my life today. They'll pray for you. Father, I ask you today, in the name that is above every other name, Jesus, that you would bring strength, you'd bring great hope, you'd bring the love of God into every life, into every situation, I pray. I come against the assignment of the evil one today. And I pray for a release of the greatness and the goodness of God to be upon their lives. For your glory and for your honor, I praise you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, everybody said amen. Come on. I love you today. Go in God's grace today. If you need prayer, you want to give your life to Christ, I want you to come down. These folks are going to pray and believe God with you. Go in His grace today. God's for you. He's got a great plan for you. I love you. I really do.